ihr wollt vor Jehova unser Gott. Amen. In the 4th century, around the year 400, in the city of Constantinople, there was a patriarch of Constantinople named St. John Chrysostom. And St. John Chrysostom is one of the great church fathers. He received the name Chrysostom, which in Greek means golden mouthed, because everything that came out of his mouth was as precious as gold. But in those days, there was an issue in Constantinople. In those days, the people on Sundays would rather go to the stadiums and to the racetracks and bet on the horses than go to church. And they'd go and they'd gamble. And so one Sunday, the church in which St. John Chrysostom was celebrating Patarak, the Divine Liturgy, Hagia Sophia, it was empty. And the time came in the liturgy when he was to deliver his sermon. And the deacons came up to him and they said, "Your Eminence, Your Grace, there is no one in the church. The church is empty. Whom are you going to preach to?" And St. John Chrysostom turned to them and he said, "The church is full with the heavenly hosts of angels. Let the angels learn and listen today." Even though we cannot see the heavenly realm that is around us, it is here and it is present. Even though we cannot see God in our lives, He is there and He is active in our lives. I am even more convinced of this, living this past week, than ever before, how truly present God is in the world. And even though today the church is empty, it is still full with the heavenly beings. This past week, I have felt like I have two jobs. I feel like I have been a parish priest, because I still do all the things that I am supposed to do. I make phone calls, I answer emails, I text people, I even participate in online meetings. And I come to church sometimes during the week and I work from my office. I still do everything that a parish priest is supposed to do, in a sense, with the exception of visitations. But at the same time, I feel like I am a monk. I feel like I'm an ascetic and a hermit. Because I come to the church, I do all the services, and there is no one here. There are no parishioners, there are no faithful, there is no one. And this is not to say that the parishioners don't want to come. This is not to say that I am doing this all by myself because no one wants to participate, but because of the current situation we live in. We all feel a little bit like this. We all feel like we are part of society, but at the same time, we feel like we are in mini monasteries in our homes. The only access to the outside world is through the computer and through our iPhones and through technology. This past week, I felt this reality when I did the Lenten service on Wednesday night. No one was here. It was just me and those who worshiped with me via Facebook and the camera that we have, Nest. But I knew that I was surrounded by the heavenly angels and by the church triumphant, the loved ones who have gone on before us and participated in all the services that we do, just as they are doing now, and just as you are doing now. The question really is, do we recognize the presence of God in our lives? This past Wednesday, as I said, I did our evening service, and there's a song that is sung during the evening service. It's called Shnorya Mezde, Grant Us, O Lord. And it's sung, really, it's supposed to be sung every evening in a monastery during that peace hour service. But during this song, there's a very interesting phrase that is repeated 19 times. Sie Astvads und Mese. For God is with us. For God is with us. But it may not seem like that is true right now in our current situation. So many of us have thoughts and have worries and have questions in our minds and in our hearts. And we ask ourselves and we question and we say, what are we supposed to do? My job has closed. I'm cut off. My paycheck has been slashed and I have taken a pay cut. How am I supposed to pay the bills? How am I supposed to make the expenses and make ends meet? How am I supposed to do this? Others are asking about health. How am I supposed to stay healthy? How is my grandparents and my parents and my uncles and my aunts and my cousins and all these people that I love, how am I supposed to keep them healthy? What happens if they get sick? I cannot even go and visit them in the hospital if they are sick. And if it is, especially if it is coronavirus, what am I to do? And then there are also those of us that this past week have become teachers overnight, teaching our children and homeschooling them and helping them with their classes. And many of us have had to relearn what we learned 20, 30, 40 years ago and learn how to teach once again. But really the question that is always there and that thought that is in our mind is that fear and that worry of what are we to do? Many of us have been turning and thinking that help will come from the government, from organizations, and even from the church. And yes, there will be help. There will be assistance, but that is only temporary. That help will come and it will go. But the help and the assistance and the support from God is eternal. In that song, Grant Us, O Lord, there is a phrase that is sung which is beautiful, and it says, and we will not fear your terror, nor will we be disturbed, for God is with us. We have nothing to fear, for God is with us. In the prayer of the sunrise service that we just read, is a beautiful part that says, blessed are you, Lord God, our Savior, who at all times are with us, and you never let those who in faith and truth call out to you out of your hands. This, my dear faithful, is how we are to get out of this situation. The only way to get out of this situation is to turn to God and put our trust in Him, to put our faith and our truth in Him. And we demonstrate our faith and our truth in God, which many of us have been doing this past week, and I have seen this, by checking in on neighbors, by calling shut-ins, by assisting the less fortunate, by being Christ-like. If we are able to be Christ-like in this situation, if when all hope is lost, and we are in a hopeless situation, which many people think we are, it is then that hope is most powerful. If we are able to be Christ-like and to bring hope to others, then we are in fact bringing God into the lives of others. And we remind each and every person that we come in contact with of God's presence in their lives, and God's presence in our lives. Because every day we should sing, Sie Astvads und Mese, for God is with us. He is with us, He is walking with us, He is guiding us, and He is leading us through this very difficult time. Next week, we start Holy Week. In 1 week's time, we start Holy Week. And we started off with the resurrection of Lazarus, hope of rebirth and resurrection, and it concludes with the resurrection of Christ. Again, hope and new life for each of us, which we shall enjoy in only a couple weeks' time. But hopefully I pray sooner.